from KQED.
Well, it's always frustrating during a drought when the experts tell you a major storm isn't going to help much, but that's exactly what we're hearing right now. A Pineapple Express, one of those warm, wet weather systems, is bearing down on California this weekend, and it could bring as much as a half a foot of rain in some places. And yet, the state's top water official says we need to get significant precipitation every other day through May just to get us back to normal snow and rainfall. This week, two more major waterways, the American and Russian rivers, were closed to fishing through April. And despite the wet weather forecast, we're hearing things like unprecedented and uncharted territory to describe this drought. Well, among the first and hardest hit are ranchers and farmers, who are now faced with some really tough choices. And as Vinnie Tong reports, the decisions they'll soon be making will have a ripple effect from the farm to the table.
Rancher Joe Morris is the owner of Morris Grass-Fed in San Juan Bautista, about 15 minutes south of Gilroy on California's central coast. On a recent clear day, he pulls up at a plot of land in nearby Hollister.
I've been grazing cattle here, taking care of this particular land for about 18 years.
And today, he's trucked in 120 calves from Watsonville, where they don't have enough water, to this spot, where there's an underground spring.
Bring them! Come on, dogs, bring them!
Morris says the long stretch of dry months forced him to cut his herd, and it's now half its usual size. Other ranchers across the state have been cutting their herds, too.
Heart palpitations at 3 in the morning are kind of a fairly common experience for ranchers in this situation.
Morris says he's had to sell off calves early and say no to managing cattle for a bigger company so that he could be sure his own cows get enough to drink. He says right now, the drought is forcing ranchers like him to make these types of adjustments.
Because, you know, water fails and that pond goes dry, or the creek stops running, or the well goes dry or gets sand in it, so you can't pump it anymore.
Ranchers like Morris are among the first to feel a drought. That's because they rely on creeks and streams to provide drinking water and on rain to nourish the vegetation. His counterparts in the farming world are also feeling it. Farmers around California say the drought is putting their businesses in danger, too.
All right, let's go get in a truck.
Almond grower Sean Coburn and his dogs head toward his fields near the Central Valley town of Chowchilla. He operates 3,500 acres in three counties, Fresno, Merced, and Madera. And in a typical year, he grows almonds, wine grapes, tomatoes, alfalfa, and a few other crops. This year, though, the lineup might be a bit different.
We're probably not going to grow any row crops whatsoever this year and just try to keep trees and vines alive.
That means no cantaloupes, no tomatoes, and for his almond trees and vineyards, there are some difficult decisions coming up.
And of course, growers in the Central Valley in particular, right around now is when they're usually making their planting decisions.
That's Janine Jones, Deputy Drought Manager for the State Department of Water Resources. She says farmers are weighing
the trade-offs between balancing supply for permanent plantings, which represent a big capital investment that they need to sustain, or the need to fallow land that would normally hold row crops.
For farmers around the state, the price of water is skyrocketing. One Central Valley Water District recently put some stored water up for bid. What used to cost around $400 per acre foot is now selling for upwards of $1,000 per acre foot. Coburn says having plenty of cash wouldn't be enough to solve the problem.
I don't think you could come out with a $1.5 million check and buy 1,000 acre feet of water. I don't think it exists anymore.
Jones and the State Water Project, which stores and delivers water in a system of reservoirs and aqueducts, says this year farmers who get state water will get no water at all versus the more typical 65% to 70% of what they ask for. Growers who get water from a federally run system that serves the Central Valley are expecting bad news, too. Coburn says today's water shortage is a game changer. He may soon be forced to cut jobs for some of his workers, many of whom live paycheck to paycheck.
If it continues down the road that we're going, I'm going to lay off the majority of my employees, or lay off, fired. The crops that are on the ranch will pretty much die. So we'll grind them up in a tub grinder and ship them off to a cogeneration plant, and that'll be that.
Politicians and state leaders are scrambling to help farmers and ranchers cope, introducing various plans to conserve or free up water, or to manage it differently. The growers who can will pump groundwater. Those who can't don't have many options. Whatever happens, leaving land fallow will mean fewer cantaloupes, tomatoes, almonds, and crops of all kinds on the market. And before too long, that's likely to lead to higher prices at the grocery store. For the California Report, I'm Vinnie Tong.